Okay, what is going on? We have to ask that question. Last weekend in Ypsilanti, Michigan, right outside of Detroit, a 6-year-old boy was nearly killed when a neighbor, 29-year-old Ryan Lee Wynn, chased the 6-year-old boy with a sledgehammer and then shot him in the arm after the boy rode his bike in his yard. You're that mad. The child survived. However, Ryan Lee Wynn was free, out on bail. He was out of jail on a very low $10,000 bond. So you got to take a listen to a news interview from the boy and his father. Check it out.
And I'm trying to figure out how he got a bond that was so low for trying to kill my kid.
Arnold Daniel trying to figure out why Ryan Lee Wynn is out of jail after allegedly shooting his son Kobe.
He tried to hit me with a sledgehammer, but that's not going to work because I'm too fast.
So then what did he do?
Got a gun. Boom. Shot me right here.
Unbelievable.
Here's the deal.
You're that man.
He cannot go back to that neighborhood. So he got out, but he can't go home. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I mean, what are your charges? See, what's the charges? This is jail time. There's no excuse for shooting a 6-year-old child.
No, and chasing him with a sledgehammer either.
There's no excuse.
Bike in your yard?
Yeah, you're that mad?
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really.
But I'm going to tell you, right, man, you shoot my 6-year-old. You know, unless I don't even want to talk about that. Because I promise you, man. I promise you. We're not having a discussion. We ain't talking on TV. I don't give a damn how low your bond is. You're going to wish your ass was back in there.
Yeah. But that was a strong little 6-year-old boy, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What he said. He said he came after him with a sledgehammer, but he said I was too fast.
Too fast, yeah.
He said I was too fast for him for that. Mm-hmm. And then he shot him through the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand.
Why? And he hit him.
A child.
6 inches over, and this child is dead.
Yes. Truly, it would have hit his heart. Truly. Yes.
That's attempted murder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All day.
That's attempted murder. There's no reason to shoot a child. Your life wasn't in danger. You're inside. You shot through a window at a 6-year-old. What is wrong with you?
But even with a sledgehammer, it's attempted murder because that's a lethal weapon as well, especially on a 6-year-old.
Something's wrong with this man, and that ain't none of my damn fault. Prison to help straighten you out.
It's the country, Steve. It's just the times we live in. People are just crazy now.
You know, man, this country. Really I'm just gonna. You right. know, I. It's just. It's. We're in a fallen world. We really are. And this country is one of the places that's in a very bad position because of the freedoms we have. Because of the laws we have and the laws we don't have.
And because of racism.
And because of the climate that was unleashed for 4 years of Donald Trump.
Yep.
And now it's given these people the feeling of the right. Did you see that thing where that white lady was defacing this black statue?
Yeah.
Yes, with the purple spray paint.
Yeah,
I want to know what happened to her.
Yeah.
See, where does she work at? Where? Mm-hmm. And she was so hateful. And she explicitly said why she was doing it. Because you don't replace a white man with an effing black man. She said that and was just defacing it. Gave her name, her social security number. This woman was just, this is me, this is what I'm doing. And just spray painting this face in this statue of this black guy that was helped one of these discoverers and all this here.
A historical figure.
They're sickening, man. They're just some sick-ass people in this world. And you got to pay for your sickness. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to say this. After public outcry on social media and in the community, Ryan Lee Wynn's bond was raised to $100,000, and he was taken back into custody. So thank God for that. Now, coming up next, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. Coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.